he again filled the word of God into man. Where he gathered them in chapter 8 and verse 15 was the river that runs, or the water that runs into the house. It's not really the matter. It's the river of life, Abba, life, or love. It is really the impact where when you are gathered in the right place, where the word of God has its rightful and it's flowing. 3 days we stayed there. A significant number. And I don't have to go over those 3 days. We all know what do they need. 3 days where they sat there. And as a result of that, under the impact of the word of God, in self-judgment mode, he realized that he needs men of understanding. End of verse 16 speaks about men of understanding. He needed to go to the chief, or Edo, the head, or the chief. He needed to go to the head where he could get direction, instruction, to where to go and how, what to do. He required a wise man. There was the sons of Issachar in the days of David, that they knew what Israel ought to do. This wisdom that is needed in the days of difficulty, in the days, we need that, dear saints of God. And God could provide that which is needed. So how to do, how to do. Sometimes we look at every situation that comes upon local assembly or individual life or family life, and we don't know what to do. We got to go by the river that runs into the house. We need to have fasting and subjection to the word of God. And God is no man debtor. He will provide those who need wisdom. And I think I appreciate the fact that Israel is always concerned for the coming generation, for us and for our children. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. There was no Levite. It's interesting in the Bible of Hezekiah, before the captivity, there were more Levites than priests who were involved in the work. But Levite work is a hard work. It's a really hard work. This is where you get your hands dirty. Everybody wanted to be a priest. Well, you are a priest. You're born a priest. You don't have to do anything about it. But to be a Levite is required work. He was a priest by genealogy. I think Brother Brian mentioned it earlier. But to be a skillful, to know the scripture, it requires a lot of hard work. Let me just say it this way. We are living in a day where when you need to know something, you Google it. If Ezra was living in that day, you would just Google how to go to Jerusalem. And we all do that. Listen, it is the same way. If you want to find about the way of God, you don't Google it. It starts with G still, but it's God. You really need to go to God. You need to go to the Word of God and require it. You're not going to have it the easy way. There is no easy way in the things of God. It requires a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of hard work, a lot of patience. Israel was not 20 years old when he went there. He was a man of age. It took some time for him to learn the skills and applying the Word of God. He was consistent, he was faithful, and he always wanted that. These are the men that God is required to use him to influence his people and to influence the congregation.
I'm reminded of Peter. The Lord said to Peter, Peter, you love me. Say three times. Peter would get angry. Say, Lord, you know that I love you. And Peter would say, Jesus would say, then feed my sheep. And Jesus would then say, if you love me, keep my commandments. He'd say that in 1 John. And we see Ezra doing that. Concerned with two things. Concerned with feeding the sheep, and he's concerned with following the commandment of the Lord that he had before him. And the Lord has given all of us that. The Lord has given us. We know that we love him because he first loved us. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Lord, you didn't love me enough, Lord. But we know that the Lord has loved us, and because of that, we have no excuse but to the sheep and follow his commandment.
So when it comes to the matter of measurement, in the end of this chapter, we have exactly what you're saying, this idea of communicating something which has been already given to us. And I really like, Brother John, you had mentioned earlier about the difference between the law of Moses and the law of God. So I was thinking of that verse in 1 Peter, where Peter describes that he was an eyewitness of the majesty of the Lord. And when you're going to measure, when you're going to talk about weights and making sure things are done right and carefully, it's all important. But it has to be done based on some standard. And the standard cannot just be the physical word. Okay, here's the word. I'm going to read some verses to you, and now you've got to go do them. We have to act just like Peter did. Eyewitnesses. The standard is the glory and the wonder of Christ and his work. That's how we measure whether or not things are being done right. It can't be our own will. And this is why, again, you see this hand of the Lord strengthening me. So in the measurement, we see that exactly there. Let the standard be the glory and the wonder and the gospel of Christ and nothing else.
Kevin, I hope you wouldn't No, well, let me say, John, I hope you wouldn't stone me. If you don't mind.
I don't know, he does it for me.
Yeah, for a quick minute. We just alluded to the fact of finding a way for ourselves and our little one. And I don't know if we could just run over that. The reason being, because I think we're living in a day where there is a surrendering of our little ones to the world. And I think we need to be challenged, beloved, as to where are our children? Have we sought the Lord for a way for us and our little ones? Or have we left them by the way? You remember Moses, little Moses? When his mother put him in the river, she did not put him in the open river so that he might go right down the Nile. She put him in the sedge of the Nile. A little cold, alcove, so that there is not the flow and that he would not be carried away. Are we doing that? You remember the challenge of Pharaoh? You go, you old ones, take some of your cattle, but leave the younger ones. If he got that generation, there would have been a complete destruction to the nation of Israel. Beloved, I say this feelingly, because this is the day in which we need to be exercised like Ezra, that there might be a path to follow for us and our little ones.
I won't stone you for the day, but I might add to it to bring us to these problems. But not only the living, all our substance. All our substance. Sometimes we think that what we have is substance we want to. And we can do and trade with it any way we want. Seeking a right way. For them, for the little ones, and for our substance. Dear brethren, if you want to bring it home to us, the substance for doing business or whatever God has given us, has to be done in the right way. Because Christianity is not that I live as a faithful, righteous individual when I'm with the saints of God, just for a couple of hours a week. Christianity and being in the house of God is 24/7. The way we conduct ourselves has to be consistent with the way I live 24/7. So yes, we care much for the young ones, and I'm glad you touched on it directly. But also, let's not forget that all our substance has to be in the right way, to seek the Lord for the right way. But here comes these 12 individuals, and I want to say, I'm sure the brethren are going to help us with the weighing and the so forth. But what I like about it, that he separated them. There was something that was observed by Ezra. That these men are really a faithful individual. I separated them. Paul, when he spoke to Timothy, he will not accept the fact that these things that you have seen and heard from me, give them to anybody or pass them along. He will not accept this. He has said, you will commit them to the hand of faithful men. God is looking for individuals, brothers and sisters, that are trustworthy in relationship to his things. And that's why I like that touch. It reminds me of the book of Acts. The Spirit of God said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for this ministry. And here we see Ezra. When he observed that there are certain wonderful features that could be observed in these men, right away he said, he separates them. We are so quick, like if there's an issue or something, I will go. Wait a second. What do you mean you will go? Let the brethren who knows and observe and know things might separate you or ask you to do so. But right away we're always willing, but it wasn't so. When there was, even in the book of Acts, a certain murmuring about the widows, you remember? The apostles didn't say, well, choose seven men. Let them do the work. There were certain qualifications, and one of it is this beautiful expression, full of faith. Wow. These are the individuals that God is looking for. And Ezra, before he gives them these precious things for the house of God, he says, I will separate them. May the Lord give us this understanding that I need to be set aside in order for me